The Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And we are back at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant, rolling on into our last few interviews here of the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner, and inviting in Oakland coach Mike Wright, who has been on a bit of a roller coaster ride this week, haven't you, Coach?
We've been on kind of a roller coaster ride this season. You know, we've struggled. I made the comment some the other day, the only thing we've been consistent at is inconsistency. You know, we're just kind of up and down in our execution and our energy from night to night. Tuesday, we came out against Laverne and, you know, kind of like the Riverdale game, we put it all together, played really well. We executed, we defended, got a nice win, and then we came out last night and, you know, it was the same guys wearing the jerseys, but it wasn't the same players playing. You know, it was just different for some reason. So we got to figure out how to get better at that and how to play a little more consistent.
I noticed I follow you on Twitter and noticed that it was almost like in every aspect of the game you were frustrated at the fact that it's like two totally different teams. You just said that you had different same jerseys but a different attitude and yeah. You know, a different way to come out. Kind of a slow start really doomed you at the beginning.
Yeah, and it's a, you know, it's a focus thing. You know, we knew it on Wednesday and Thursday, and I told the guys and I warned them about it. You could tell in practice that it's so easy to see when they're focused at what they're doing. And we play according to how we practice, you know, which I'm sure most people do. But, you know, we didn't have great days either day, Wednesday or Thursday, focus-wise. And we came out last night unfocused. And when you're unfocused, it leads to poor decisions in every aspect of your game. You know, it's the one thing you have to have every night is focus. And defensively, you know, which is something we kind of hang our hat on. I didn't think we did a very good job. We didn't rotate very well. Turned the ball over, didn't shoot it well, you know, just made bad decisions. Just every facet of the game we struggled in last night.
Is it like anticipating a big snow, you know, and then it happens, knowing that didn't practice well Wednesday? Well, let's hopefully turn that around Thursday and trying to do something different and have the same effect. I mean, as a coach, you kind of know when you go into a game, I just don't know what these guys are going to do. I mean, and that sounds like what happened this week.
Yeah, and it's hard, you know, and you try to explain to them, you know, that this is what's happening, and it's hard sometimes as a player. And I remember the days, you know, for me, and, you know, they feel like they're working hard, and we're still trying to understand the difference between hard work and focused work, you know. And so, you know, our guys came in, they practiced hard Wednesday or Thursday, but they weren't really there mentally, and that carries over. And you just continue to preach to them and use examples like, all right, Tuesday night, we did what we were supposed to do. We came out, we executed, we played well, look at the results. Friday night, we didn't, look at the results. And you just hope that, you know, eventually something clicks that, hey, this is what we're capable of, you know, when we have these kind of weeks, and this is who we are when we don't. And that's, you know, there's just no way around it. We're not good enough to just show up and play our average game and win. We're going to have to play really well to beat people. And if we don't play really well, we're going to get beat.
But when you play focused and when you play like you did against Laverne, you're a hard out for anybody.
Yeah, I think we're capable of beating anybody in the league, you know. When we have played our best, and we had some games over Christmas and a couple of our district games, you know, Riverdale and Laverne, that we have really come out and played well. And I think first half against Blackman, we played that way. You know, I think we have showed stretches of being a really good basketball team. It's just going to be a matter of, like I said, consistently doing that this second half of the season.
Do you kind of get a feel of how things are going to go, Coach, when they tip the ball off? I mean, you know, Smyrna had a quick start in last night's game. Did you feel like it was going to be hard to get them back in the flow, or what did you do? How did you counter that?
Well, you could tell from the opening tip that we weren't ready. You know, I mean, it was just that I had that feeling from the way the game was playing. We got some early timeouts and tried to get – some energy into them through timeouts. We brought some different guys in off the bench. And unfortunately, one of the problems we've had is when we're unfocused as a group. And so as opposed to the guys on the bench taking that opportunity to, well, so-and-so's not ready to play tonight, so I'm going to go get some minutes. Those guys come in and play with the same lack of focus as the guys that are on the floor, and it's just been kind of a domino effect. So you hope that you can get, because we play about 10 guys a night, you know, and you hope that you can maybe get some guys off the bench to come in and spark you a little bit. And we just never got it, and we kind of hung around in the first half and kept it close. They, you know, there was a couple stretches there where I thought getting ready to get away from us. And then third quarter, we came out and, you know, once again, we're down 10 and you stress, we have to come out and make a run here. You know, if you let them make the first run of the second half, now you're in a big hole. And we let them make the first run and got us in a big hole. You know, I think we came out and turned it over very first possession, you know, doing the exact opposite of what we were supposed to do. You know, just that same thing. We go in at halftime, talk about this is what we're going to come out and do the very first possession, and we don't do it, turn it over, get down 16. And one of the positives that came out of last night, and these guys have shown it all year, is we got down 16, we could have laid down, could have quit, and we did find another gear in the fourth quarter to, all right, we're going to try and win this game. And we battled back, and we got it to 6, had a couple shots to get it a little closer that rattled out. But we had just gotten in too big a hole. You know, we can't wait till we're down 16 to decide, all right, now here we go.
Yeah. Mike Wright, our guest this morning, talking Oakland basketball. 2-3 in district play, 9-12 overall. Was there any jet lag from Tuesday's win, or is that not the case, or what do you think?
You know, I don't know. We beat Riverdale, and then did not play very well for three straight games. Well, I shouldn't say that. We didn't play very well against Siegel. We played good for half against Blackman, and then kind of went through the motions against McGavick. And I felt like that may have been kind of a little jet lag effect that week of the Siegel week. You know, after we beat Riverdale, you know, maybe those guys were a little satisfied with that win, and we didn't play. And then we refocused again, kind of like we had done going into the Riverdale game, you know, after we lost 3 in a row at Christmas, and came out Tuesday night and played really well. And I don't know if it's just a deal with this team right now of not being capable of maintaining that focus, because every night is so tough, and it's such a physical, mental thing. And right now, our mental toughness is just not where it needs to be, and we got to get better at that.
There are things that happen, I'm sure, that you say, oh no, as a coach, you know, during the course of a game, is this going to be the point that sends us, you know, back into our shells, or is this going to be the thing that lifts us? I mean, with a young team, it's got to be fun, exhilarating, and then frustrating and tough, and all of those things wrapped up in one.
Yeah, it is all of that. You know, that, and like I've said a bunch of times, I love this team. I love these guys. I love their character. I love their work ethic. I love what they bring to the table. But they can definitely be frustrating at times. And part of it is, and I've told them this, they have raised expectations with the way they have played at times. Not my expectations or theirs necessarily, because we had those early, but nobody really expected much from us this year, and we have proven at different times in the year that we can be really good. And so it's frustrating to know how good we can be and then to go out and play as bad as we do on certain nights and just to be so inconsistent. And so that's the frustrating part, because we still feel like we're good enough to win this district. You know, we've pretty much taken ourselves probably out of the regular season hunt now. But even when we get into the tournament, you know, I think we feel like we have a chance to win that thing. And so it's frustrating when we don't bring what we're capable of.
Coach, I've talked to several coaches this morning about this, because we have gotten through the midway point here of the district. Blackman's 5-0, Siegel's 4-1, and then we've got the log jam. You know, your win over Laverne kind of puts you in a pretty good position. Plus, you've beaten Riverdale, but the loss to Smyrna. I mean, it's just 2-3 or 1-4. That's where 3 through 6 lie.
Right.
I don't know that the order is going to be Oakland, Laverne, Riverdale, Smyrna when we talk about this and after the next five games.
And I don't know that it matters, you know, other than
may not,
you know, other than the fact that you want to be playing well going into the tournament. But whether you finish third or you finish sixth, you know, we got to play Riverdale, we got to play Laverne, we got to play Smyrna. I mean, everybody's so good that there's no difference in a 3 seed and a 6 seed in this league. And there's really not much difference between our top two teams, even though Siegel and Blackman have clearly been a little better than everybody. They're both capable of getting beat by any of the lower teams. So, you know, we'd like to make a little run in the second half, maybe try and push into that second spot where Siegel's at. We'll need a little bit of help to get there. But, you know, right now it's just about getting more consistent and playing well and getting ourselves in position to where when we get to the tournament, you know, we can try and win a game or two.
I really think the top every year, I'm obviously, if you are first or second in the district, in a six-team district, and the way everything works in 7AAA, you're rewarded with that, you know, second round or first round bye, and you're into the second round, which means you're in the region tournament, which is huge, maybe even more so this year. Those are coveted spots because first round of the district tournament is going to be an all-out war on the boys' side, I think.
Yeah, having the bye is, it's big. You know, it extends your season without having to play another game.
Yeah.
You know, and the guys that aren't in that bye, like you said, you're going to have to go out and win a dogfight. And, you know, I think my first year here, when we won it, you know, I think we had a 6-3 upset in the district tournament. It seems like Laverne got upset by maybe Riverdale or somebody.
That would have been Kevin's first year, I think.
No, I think it was Brandon's last year.
Brandon's last year, that's right.
You know, and there may have been two because I think Smyrna upset maybe Blackman. You know, so you had two upsets in those first rounds, and I was sitting there happy to not be out there having to battle one of those, you know, in one of those games. So it's definitely nice. You know, like I said, we got a long way to go to get there. Right now, we just got to worry about getting more consistent and just putting ourselves in position. Good thing is we got the district tournament in our place, you know, so we'll get that first round game at home and, you know, hopefully have a lot of good energy there and, you know, do our best to go out and try and win some ball games.
Well, Oakland has hosted many tournaments over the years, and I'm sure we'll do a bang-up job with that. I guess we'll just take up our perch and sit there for four games every night the first couple of rounds. But that's obviously a ways down the road, but it's really not. You know, there's a lot of games that are going to be played here in the next 2.5-3 weeks.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've got three games next week.
Yeah.
You know, I was talking to a bunch of the guys tonight, and a lot of them are off this week, not playing again until Friday. We play Monday, Tuesday. You know, we've still got three non-league games left on the schedule, you know, with the whole second half of the district. So, I mean, we still got eight games. It's amazing to me because it seems like the tournament's tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, it seems like it's here, and then I look at it and I think, man, we still got eight games left to play, which for us is a good thing. You know, I think the more we can get out there and play and experience some things and see different situations, the better chance we got to be.
Blackman doesn't play at all. Siegel's playing tonight and then not playing on Tuesday. You're playing Monday versus Centennial, and that one's on the road, I think, isn't it?
Right, and then we're home Shelbyville Tuesday.
Oh, you got Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
I see that. So how do you decide how to handle that? Because I know that it's kind of the break. Some teams wanted to have that as a snow makeup, if possible, this, that, and the other. For your team, I think what I'm getting from you is it's important to continue to play because at this point you can only do so much in practice. But being out there is a very good experience.
Yeah, I think for us, and actually Barry and I were having a conversation about this earlier, you know, with probably a more experienced team, one that you know can handle 4 or 5 days off and maintain their focus and their rhythm, it's probably a good time of year to get healthy and, you know, get guys a little breather. But I'm not sure how well we would handle, you know, having a full week off and being fresh coming back and playing. So I think it's good for us to be able to go out and get some games under our belt and experience different scenarios. And Centennial and Shelbyville are both going to bring that to us. They both play differing styles, and it's just another opportunity for our guys to get on the floor in live situations and play the game.
Manuel Smith leading you in scoring with 19 points. You've got to have that. I guess what 19.6 is what I saw in the paper is scoring average. Is that right?
9.6.
9.6. Well, that's why it says 19, but it is in the 9 area. Yeah. So you'd like 19.6.
Yeah, we take 19.6.
But around 10 points, close to double figures. If you could get him into the averaging the double figures, I think that would be very, very big for you, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and he has been the last, three or four, five games. He's kind of he's gotten a little more aggressive on the offensive end, started getting it to the rim a little more. He had a stretch there our last three or four games where he had like a 19, a 16, a 15. You know, he put together several double-digit games together. But we're not a team built on one guy going out and scoring 24s. You know, we've been our most successful when we get the 12, 10, 10, 9, 7. You know, everybody kind of contributes. And, you know, I think Mann's averaging, like I said, right at 10. Kyle's averaging about 9. Brody averages right at 8. Givens averages about 7. You know, we've just got those guys that are all kind of right there together. And then, you know, we've had a few nights where Mann gets 19 or 20 or Kyle gets 19 or 20. And, you know, so him being more aggressive is definitely a good thing for us. You know, he's a guy that's capable of carrying a little more of a load than some of the others. But we've got to have everybody involved.
Up that average, you know, by 1.5, 2, you know, and you're scoring more, obviously. And right there on the cusp. I mean you've lost some close games. Be interesting to see. This is the third time you will play Shelbyville this year. And I think when we get down to it, we'll broadcast probably as many Shelbyville games, it seems like, in a year. You won a very close game there, kind of a grind out 42-40 win, and then lost over Christmas by a larger margin. And I know that had to be disappointing for you, but now a chance to see where your team really is with this bunch.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about Shelbyville. We've played them the last two years a couple times, and for whatever reason, they're just one of those teams that we don't match up with real well. It's just kind of and I know part of that's the way Kevin plays, just kind of an ugly game, and they turn it into an ugly game. And over Christmas, we allowed it to be that way really bad. We played pretty poorly that night, you know. But yeah, it'll be a good game for us to see. They do some things to us that we need to get better at. You know, they're going to zone us, and we've struggled a little bit against the zone, and we're seeing a little bit more of it in district play. So it'll be a good opportunity for us to work on that in a game situation and see if we've gotten a little better. But yeah, it's a big week. You know, you want to get a couple wins, get a little more momentum coming in, and then obviously Riverdale on Friday, you know, that just as important as beating them the first time now. You know, getting them at home, that first game of the second rotation, they're right there in striking distance. You know, every game's important. So we got to come out ready to go.
To be able to win on the road is one thing, but you also have to protect the home turf as well. And you'll get that chance on Friday night. We'll be there to broadcast the game from Oakland. And, you know, I'm sure you're excited about the opportunity to have your guys get a couple of wins under their belt and roll into a district game with momentum, because you really haven't had that opportunity. Once you've gained a little momentum, it's kind of gone the other way. So
we've not stayed on much momentum either side of it so far. So yeah, it'd be nice. You know, the good thing is we're at the point now where our guys understand what they're capable of. We've won enough games. We've played enough good teams and either competed with them or beat them that, from a confidence standpoint, I don't worry about our guys going into a game thinking we don't know if we can beat this team. You know, I think confidence-wise, they understand that when they're focused, when they do the things they're supposed to do, that they're successful. So mentally, I'm not. You know, this time last year, we were kind of hitting that point of I don't know if we really thought we could win games anymore. You know, we'd lost so many close games and struggled, and we never really broke through. This year we've been able to break through enough times and beat some quality teams that, you know, I think our guys have that mentality. So one thing that we've done all year very well is we've bounced back. from bad stretches or bad games or bad losses or whatever it is. And so I expect that to happen this week. And, you know, I think our guys will come back in tomorrow. Actually, we're going to come in Sunday. And, you know, I think we'll, you know, they'll come in and watch a little film. They'll get to see what we told them on last night. And, you know, I think they'll come out ready to play.
Time of the year where teams start to make that run, and you know, the teams that can get into postseason play and, you know, deep, we're talking, you know, region semis, things like that. This is usually where the push begins, you know, and where the momentum starts to take them into the postseason. So it's going to be somebody in this district, probably two or three or four somebodies, and it very well could be your Patriots.
Yeah, you know, I mean, like I said, it's that time. You kind of are who you are at this point in time. You're not going to improve a ton from now to the end of the year.
And you're not going to surprise anybody either.
You know, you've played everybody. Everybody's got 20 films on everybody. You know, we know everything that everybody in the league's doing. They know everything that we're doing. And so it's going to be about execution. It's going to be about coming out prepared every night. And whoever can get the most consistent, like you said, down the stretch here, kind of gain that momentum heading into the district tournament, and then once you get there, you know, it's just about winning games, and it really doesn't take that many wins to get deep. You know, you just have to get hot for a couple weeks, but you got to start building into it right now.
Mike, good luck on this long week. Monday, Tuesday, Monday away at Centennial, but Tuesday and Friday, Shelbyville and Riverdale at Oakland, and we'll see you on Friday night.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Mike Wright joining us this morning here at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant as the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coach's Corner continues on the other side of this short timeout.